Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A freeze warning begins at 1 a.m. tomorrow morning. A fire weather watch begins at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 56. Winds out of the northeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 24. Tonight, clear skies. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, highs around 67. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 39 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The election season is underway, and if you're planning to vote, you should be registered.
However, if you're not registered to vote but want to vote, there's a process.
If they come to vote and they're not registered to vote, we do allow them to vote, but they actually fill out a provisional ballot, and it takes more time on their part to do so. But what it does is it registers them for the next upcoming election.
That's Ellis County Deputy Clerk Ruth Mermis. The deadline to register is today, and you can do it online in Kansas. I'm J.P. Bazette.
Governor Laura Kelly said nearly $31.5 million will be awarded for 31 projects in communities across Kansas to create safer, more walkable, and bike-friendly routes. The competitive grant program requires a 20% local match of the project cost. The cities of Atchison, Holton, Lawrence, Leavenworth, Topeka, Concordia, McPherson, Phillipsburg, Pittsburgh, and Iola are among the grant recipients for projects that will help with walkability and streetscape improvements. This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26.
Happy birthday!
And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hatley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The State Child Death Review Board has released its annual report revealing a troubling rise in drug-related deaths among Kansas children aged birth to 17. In 2022, the number of the deaths increased to 16, up from 11 in 2021, highlighting a significant and alarming trend associated with fentanyl. And from a national standpoint, the CDC reported there were 107,941 drug overdose deaths for all age groups in 2022. In recent years, both nationally and in Kansas, the data shows an increase in the use of synthetic opioids like fentanyl. While fentanyl is a prescription drug, it's also manufactured illegally and is frequently incorporated into illicitly manufactured pressed pills and mixed with other substances without the knowledge of the end user. According to the board report, there were 10 drug-related deaths in children aged 4 or younger between 2019 and 2022, and 6 were the result of the child finding unsecured illicit drugs. In 2018, the state recorded 0 drug-related deaths in that age category. For older youth, counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl are a rising concern, as 69% of the drug-related deaths during this time period were in youth aged 15 to 17, many of whom were experimenting with drugs without the knowledge that there was fentanyl. Overall, the report revealed that Kansas recorded 389 child fatalities in 2022, an increase from 349 in 2021, resulting in an overall child death rate of 56.3 deaths per 100,000 population. In addition to providing public policy recommendations, the report includes prevention points that families can use to decrease the likelihood of a child's death. The board is a multidisciplinary, multi-agency volunteer board organized by law within the Attorney General's office to examine trends and patterns that identify risk factors in the deaths of children from birth through 17 years of age. And the report is available on the Attorney General's website at ag.ks.gov/scdrb. The Kansas Department of Agriculture has funds available for certified organic operators through the National Organic Certification Cost Share Program, where farms, ranches, and businesses that produce, process, or package certified organic agricultural products may be reimbursed for eligible expenses. The purpose of the National Organic Certification Cost Share Program is to defray the costs of receiving and maintaining organic certification under the National Organic Program. The Kansas Department of Agriculture may provide reimbursements to certified organic operators for 75% of their operation's total allowable certification costs, up to a maximum of $750 per certification scope. And scopes include the areas of crops, livestock, wild crops, and handling or processing. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency awards National Organic Certification Cost Share Program funds to eligible state agencies who work directly with organic operations to reimburse organic certification costs. The Kansas Department of Agriculture can reimburse costs incurred from October 1, 2023 through September 30, 2024. And applications are being accepted now through October 31, 2024, or until all the funds are expended, whichever comes first. Applications may be submitted either by mail or email. It's the mission of the Kansas Department of Agriculture to support all facets of agriculture, including lending support to those who wish to market and sell their products as certified organic. For more information, you can go to the Kansas Department of Agriculture website at agriculture.ks.gov. This time of year marks the period when vehicle deer collisions increase, and Kansas roadways are no exception. So that's why the Kansas Highway Patrol, the Kansas Department of Transportation, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, the Kansas Turnpike Authority, and AAA Kansas are offering helpful tips to assist drivers as they navigate Kansas roadways, including what to do if motorists have a collision with a deer. To avoid incurring costly vehicle repairs or worse, state experts have offered helpful safety tips that include to be especially watchful at dawn and dusk when the deer are more active. If you see one deer, you should expect others, as deer seldom travel alone. Be extra vigilant and reduce vehicle speeds near wooded areas or green spaces, such as parks and golf courses, and near water sources such as streams and ponds. Deer crossing signs show areas where high numbers of vehicle deer collisions have occurred in the past, so be extra cautious in those areas. Don't swerve to avoid hitting a deer, as the most serious crashes can occur, which could cause you to potentially lose control of your vehicle, leave the road, or veer into oncoming traffic. Always wear a seatbelt and use appropriate child safety seats, as these are the best defense in any collision. Use bright headlights when there's no oncoming traffic, and scan the roadways ahead for the reflective eyes of deer. If a collision occurs, move your vehicle to the shoulder of the roadway if possible and call law enforcement, and remain in your vehicle with your seatbelt fastened. If a secondary collision would occur, motorists are better protected when inside their vehicles and properly restrained. To remove a deer carcass or any part of a deer from a collision site, a salvage tag must first be obtained, and salvage tags can be issued by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, game wardens, sheriff's deputies, or Kansas Highway Patrol troopers. This fall season, remain as safe as possible in your vehicle by staying alert, slowing down, and eliminating distractions while driving. In Nebraska news, 30-year-old Adam Schaefer of Broken Bow has been charged in Custer County Court with committing intentional child abuse resulting in injury and false reporting after an infant suffered extensive injuries leading to hospitalization. According to the arrest affidavit, on September 29th, a Broken Bow police sergeant was called to Jenny Melham Memorial Medical Center after it was reported that a 15-day-old infant had a head injury. The affidavit said the infant had extensive bruising and other injuries, including a right parietal skull fracture and a broken pelvis, and the infant was transported to Children's Hospital in Omaha for further treatment. Schaefer, the infant's father, said he was attempting to place the infant into his car seat when the infant hit his head on the car door and threw his head back. The affidavit said a radiologist determined the injuries did not match Schaefer's explanation. In an interview with a Nebraska State Patrol investigator on September 30th, Schaefer said he took the infant for a ride in the car, slapping him three times with an open hand before throwing him down in the car seat. Schaefer's bond has been set at $250,000, 10% of which he would need to post to be released from jail. His next court hearing is set for 10 a.m. on October 28th. 35-year-old Nikki Collins and 45-year-old Jeremiah Otten, both from North Platte, have been charged in Lincoln County Court with possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute, tampering with physical evidence, possession of drug money, maintaining a drug house, and a controlled substance violation near a school. According to the arrest affidavit, last Friday, North Platte police served a search warrant at Otten's apartment in the 1200 block of South Oak Street. And when the officers arrived, they said they observed a black and aluminum case being thrown from a balcony onto the grass. The affidavit said the case was found to contain 52 grams of methamphetamine. North Platte police said a total of 67 grams of methamphetamine was found in the apartment and in the case, and $908 in drug money was also seized from the apartment. Court records show the apartment is near Adams Middle School, Centennial Park, and a local daycare. Collins and Otten's bonds have been set at $500,000 respectively, 10% of which they would need to post to be released from jail. They are set to appear in Lincoln County Court on Thursday. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Kansans have until 5 p.m. today, Tuesday, October 15th, to register to vote, as voter registration closes 21 days before Election Day. Kansans can register online with the Secretary of State and Department of Revenue, mail in their registration in English or Spanish to their local county election office as long as it's postmarked by October 15th, or register in person at their local county election office. And if a voter is currently 17 but will be 18 before the day of the general election on November 5th, they are able to register. If you're already signed up, Kansans can go check on their voter registration status at the Secretary of State's website, sos.ks.gov. Anyone living in Kansas can register to vote in Kansas elections regardless of how long they've lived in the state, although Kansans with federal or state felony convictions are not allowed to vote and should not register. Photo identification is required for all in-person voting. Oral Health Kansas is proud to announce it has been awarded the ARPA 9817 project grant from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, Division of Healthcare Finance. This funding will be used to improve access to oral health services for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities who receive home and community-based services. The grant also aims to reduce barriers caregivers encounter when supporting oral health care at home and to create a culture that values oral health as a part of overall health for Kansans of all ages, cultures, and resources. Oral Health Kansas will work alongside several key partners to execute the initiative, including InterHAB, the Kansas Dental Association, Families Together Incorporated, the Community Care Network of Kansas, Self-Advocate Coalition of Kansas, and many others. Key activities of the grant project include to increase medical dental providers, expand the use of the My Dental Care Passport, and provide training programs for providers and consumers. This grant builds on years of work, including the Dental Passport Initiative, Project Echo Series, and advocacy for improved Medicaid dental coverage. The funding allows Oral Health Kansas and its partners to continue removing barriers to oral health care for individuals with disabilities and ensure a stronger support system for caregivers. On Saturday afternoon, a head-on collision occurred on U.S. Highway 24 in Clay County, Kansas, and the incident resulted in the fatalities of two individuals and serious injuries to three others. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2001 Ford Ranger pickup truck crossed the center line and collided with a westbound 2004 Toyota Sienna minivan, and the crash occurred approximately 7 miles west of Clay Center at 3:55 p.m. Two passengers in the Toyota Sienna, 72-year-old Robert M. McCollum and 79-year-old Alma J. Wright, both of Gardner, lost their lives in the collision. Neither of the victims was wearing a seatbelt. Two other individuals were transported to local hospitals with serious injuries, identified as 55-year-old Sharman S. McCollum and 80-year-old Gary W. Wright, and information regarding seatbelt use for the injured passengers was not immediately available. The 18-year-old driver of the Ford Ranger, Richard T. Jackson of Clay Center, was also seriously injured and transported to a local hospital, and it is reported that Jackson was wearing a seatbelt. The driver of the Sienna, 47-year-old Jonathan L. Wright, was reported uninjured in the crash. The Kansas Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of the accident. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2022 Mack Pinnacle, driven by Frank Eugene Hall, 67, of Kerwin, was southbound on Phillips County W-500 Road, three-quarters of a mile north of Speed, Kansas, just after 10 p.m. on Monday. The truck traveled off of the road, entered the west ditch, rolled over, and came to rest on the passenger side. EMS transported Hall to the Phillips County Hospital. He was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. A memorial service for Floyd Merlin Collip, known as Lynn or Doc, will be held at the Norton Christian Church on Saturday, October 19th at 10:30 a.m., and a luncheon will follow at the church. A private burial was held at Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. In lieu of flowers, suggested memorials include the Norton Regional Health Foundation, the Norton Christian Church, or Valley Hope Foundation. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have chicken fry, whipped potatoes, gravy, cucumber slices, mixed vegetables, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pulled pork sandwiches or corn dog, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be shepherd's pie, roll, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your KQNK weather forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 56 and breezy with an east wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 24 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming south after midnight. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 67 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, it should be clear with a low around 47 and breezy with a wind gust as high as 35 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, should be sunny with a high near 79 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 78 and breezy. On Saturday, there's a 40% chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 67. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 70. And on Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers. It should be mostly sunny with a high near 69. Currently, with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is northeast at 13 with gusts to 23 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.28. The dew point is 30 degrees. And the current wind chill is 29 degrees. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you, weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It's 8:23. It's time for Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kareem Hunt moved into the starting tailback role for the Chiefs last Monday night, and head coach Andy Reid spoke on Hunt's workload of 27 carries for 102 yards against the Saints.
Yeah, I told you, I mentioned before that he came back in good shape other than not having played football. And that's held true to this point. So he's been able to do a good job in practice when he was on the scout team, and then he worked through that and he was able to get in the game. Started him off relatively slow, but and then increased it, and he was able to handle both those things. So I think we'll just see how the game goes, but I feel comfortable with him carrying the ball, and you know, we've got Steele backing him up there, and he had a few carries that were productive. So
off the bye, KC heads to San Fran to take on the 49ers Sunday at 3:25 p.m. on Fox, Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
In agriculture, Bayer is on the leading edge of innovation. So when you plant XtendFlex soybeans, you're planting elite germplasm with the latest trait technology and yielding 2.7 bushels more per acre with our 2024 launch class. Bayer leads the field in innovation, so you can put it into action every single day. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Claim based on Bayer 2023 germplasm trials versus key E3 checks.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.